Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. In the end of Proverbs chapter 3, beginning of verse 21, Solomon writes these words to his son, "My child, don't lose sight of common sense and discernment. Hang on to them, for they will refresh your soul. They are like jewels on a necklace." I just think this is so stinking cool, because in verse 23 it says that they keep you safe on your way and your feet will not stumble. Now, if you can understand the context in which this was written, if you've ever been over to Israel in the Middle East, you'll know that there are rocks everywhere. And the ability to stumble, think of this, they didn't have Nikes, and they didn't have hunter rain boots. They didn't have what we have for protection on our feet. We were talking about a little leather strap, maybe, and many of them barefoot. So can you imagine stubbing your toe on rocks every few steps? That's what they lived in. That's what they were really all about. And Solomon says, hey, there's a way that you can keep from stumbling. And it says, don't lose sight of having common sense and discernment. Hang on to them. They're going to refresh your soul, because they're like jewels on a necklace. They keep you safe on your way. So what is it about common sense and discernment? It is understanding the character of God. How would God want us to live? It's like a counselor friend of mine said, when you have a difficult decision and you're trying to figure out your day, ask yourself, what would God say, and then how would I respond? Almost like God colon and his words, and then Chuck colon and my words, and you'd be able to look at that. And over about four times of doing that, you could look at what God is indeed speaking to you, and you could hang on to this beautiful thought, this wonderful understanding that common sense and discernment are found in wisdom from above. So let's ask the Lord for wisdom today. God, today, we want to thank you that wisdom you promise is ours for the asking. And so today I ask for every person listening and participating in this weekday meditation that you might pour out your wisdom on our souls to the degree that we are absolutely soaked in it. And my friend, today, finish this prayer by asking the Lord specifically for wisdom in something that you're dealing with right now, no matter how big or small. Lord, would you give me wisdom in, and then cry that out to God. If you're uncomfortable with silence, you're about to be really uncomfortable, because now that you've kind of cried out to God and said, that's what I need you to do, Lord, I'm going to invite you to take a couple of moments to be perfectly still, perfectly quiet, and wait to hear how God answers your request for wisdom. You know, friend, if you train and tune your heart to his channel, it will be Waterford crystal clear. Let him give you wisdom that comes with common sense and discernment from on high today. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a couple of moments. Well, the scriptures say that this common sense and discernment, that they'll keep you safe along the way and your feet will not stumble. There's nothing like knowing that you're not going to be a YouTube video where the world is laughing at you, because you can walk in His peace, His power, and His direction today. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.